Okay, Hashem. It's Yud Beis Elul, Chav Shin Ayin Zayin, and September 3rd. Third year. We're in the middle of Perek. We're in the middle of 1-1-1. Oh no, sorry. In the middle of 1-1, and we're actually in the middle of 5. 1-1 in the middle of 5. Halak 1, chapter 1, middle of 5. We're holding learning Hashem, Ramchal, and as he explained in his Hakadama, he wants us to understand what Yiddishkeit is all about. I explained, I think it was the last time we met, doesn't matter, that Yiddishkeit means everything, the whole world. Everything is Yiddishkeit. There's only one Hashem. He's Hashem over the Goyim too. There's no Yiddishkeit that's sort of we're like, okay, it's Hashem Elokeinu because we have a special relationship with Hashem, but it's Hashem Echad over the entire world. So when I say Yiddishkeit, I don't, it's not meant Chas V'Shalom to limit it to us. We're talking about the whole Bria. And the whole Bria doesn't mean the planet Earth, and it doesn't just mean this universe. It means everything, 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 which we find hard to really imagine or be toe-faced or wrap our heads around, as the saying goes. And everything you have to understand in a methodical way. You can, Ramchal wrote Svarim on rules of logic, and the Akdama to his Sefer doesn't talk about Sefer at all. It talks about how you have to, it introduces, go through the Sefer and relate it back to the introduction and say, look, doing exactly what he said in the introduction. But he says you have to understand a thing, its parts, how it relates to the whole, if it's a cause or an effect, if it's essential, if it's non-essential, if it's only an attribute. You have to understand things. And therefore he starts from the beginning. And the beginning is that there's a Hashem in the world. And it's, I'll call it philosophical, I'm not sure what word to use, it's certainly not the Greek philosophy that I spoke of the other day that is in Shar HaYichud and the Cholos HaLevavos, where he has certain principles of philosophy, principles of what they call logic and philosophy, that they prove things in that way. We relate to that at all nowadays. We relate only to scientific proof in terms of knowledge and proof. We relate to the mahalach science, where something is provable and you experiment and you have a thesis true and you show it's true in other cases, and that's scientific proof. The philosophical yesodos that the Greeks doesn't speak to modern man, and therefore many people, most of them, they won't share Chavos HaLevavos, they don't learn Shar Yichud. It's rather, I'll throw in that it's a pity because there's only two prokim in Shar Yichud that prove Hashem's existence and prove that Hashem Echad and prove that Hashem is Eino Guf, Eino Demus HaGuf, and he's every, etc. There's only two prokim in Shar HaYichud in which he does that with the Greek, what we call the Greek methodology. They probably stole it from Shlomo, something like that. But the Greek methodology or philosophy doesn't speak to us at all. And many people skip the whole Shar HaYichud, but they really shouldn't, because there's major yesodos there besides those two prokim. So you could skip over those two prokim, really. Al Kaponim, but the Ramchal, the first parak doesn't seem to be relevant to us, so it's boring, because I know that already. Rabbi, I'm Jewish, I was brought up Jewish, or I was taught Judaism, and I know Hashem Echad, and I say Yigdal every day, I say the 13 Animamins. And, you know, what do we have to learn this for? Well, first of all, we have to learn it because we have to know it's the foundation of everything that comes afterwards. And as Ramchal says, as we'll be learning things, whether we speak it out explicitly or not, but even subconsciously, the pratim, as it develops and it flows, it's like a building, it's like, you know, it builds up. So you have to know the foundation to understand the next step fully and completely and wholly. It's not just haphazard knowledge, which is what he warns against in the Hakdama. I'm not just throwing facts at you, he says. I'm giving you we'll call it a 1,000 piece puzzle, and everything fits, and you just have to have the patience to sit there and keep your kids busy by having them do that puzzle. Sometimes it works. sometimes they ask you something where it fits, and then you're stuck. Okay. But having said that, I do want to give a few examples of how these fundamental principles of the nature of Hashem, maybe including the fact that we can't really understand the nature of Hashem. Whenever we talk about the nature of Hashem, we're talking about as it's revealed to us and what we experience, what Hashem decides to let us experience of Him. But the essential inherent nature of Hashem is like beyond our hasagas because of the nature of Hashem, what Hashem is. But I want to show you just a few examples that it is really relevant. For example, I said this last time, the fact that He's Mamtzi, not just creator, but He's, right, that's one of the first things He says, that He Himtzi, He created everything, Umamtzi, that everything is dependent on His will. That is inspiring. That means at every moment Hashem is deciding that I should continue to exist, that this table should continue to exist. And if you incorporate that into your core belief, you really get a sense of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Tremendously helpful. But then you have this picture that Hashem created the world, and you know, now He's busy making Shiduchim, because you know that Medrash. So you say, okay, I'm past the age of Shiduchim already, or I'm already married, so I have nothing to do with Hashem. But if you understand that one of the yesodos of our emunah is that Hashem Himtzi Umamtzi, then you really feel Hashem is always looking at you. Hashem is always deciding, even though we don't use the word decide. Hashem is always rotze. Hashem always wills that I continue to exist. And you get a sense of the pervasiveness of Hashem's reality. And we say Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and Hashem is always around you. That's one example of why it becomes real, this philosophical idea. Another one is the idea that He's Kadmon. He precedes everything. Everything doesn't just mean the table and the chair. Everything means He precedes concepts. He created concepts. He created the concept of fairness. He created the concept of, well, let's talk about first even the law of identity. You know, A equals A. You can't have contradictions. Two things can't be in this different place. One thing can't be in two different places at the same time. Nothing could be something and also something else. That's the law of identity. A is A. So these are true, but they're all created by Hashem. And if you think about that, the Jews, regel, omdim tzfufim umishtachavim revochim. That's a contradiction to one of the most basic laws of nature, of space, right? Space, time, right? Well, what happened? So we sort of think, a nace happened. Yeah, but even a nace had to happen. Something had to happen. Did the earth expand? If someone would have measured the earth at that moment where Mishtachavim, what would the tape measure have showed? That the earth got bigger? No. But then how could it be? Mishtachavim means they stood like this, right? And then when they bowed down and they were, they said vidui, so there was all of a sudden space so that no one can hear anyone else. And this happened when they were in the Belmik. It was an occurrence that was part of their lives. So that's only because Hashem is above the concept of time and space, right? And then Kachikachim, you have the Oda, and you have Kitzis Haderech, you know, we're in Rashi, Kitzis Haderech. So we think Superman, Kitzis Haderech, me. Kitzis doesn't mean Hashem transported like that. And what's the name of that show? Star Wars? No, not Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek transported him. Beam me up, Scotty, you know? There's something called Kfitzos Haderech that we can't wrap our heads around because our minds can't grasp a contradiction in the laws of nature that we are given to believe. If you think about Ner Hanukkah, fire is created by the oil being burnt up.